The special U.S. Senate election is just 1 month away tomorrow. Like most special elections, low turnout is expected on Election Day, which means for campaign planners that the outcome is a little unpredictable. It also means that every block of voters counts. One crucial block in this race could be those who supported failed candidate Democrat Stephen Lynch in the Democratic primary. Lynch has endorsed his fellow Democrat, Congressman Ed Markey, over Republican Gabriel Gomez, but will his supporters follow? WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Both Gabriel Gomez and Ed Markey are courting Lynch voters, and they are up for grabs. Markey has his former Democratic rival's endorsement. He also has the endorsement of the unions that originally backed Lynch. Ed Kelly is president of the Professional Firefighters of Massachusetts.
The unions endorse Congressman Markey, but there was a lot of sympathy for Stephen Lynch. How confident are you that people will rally around Congressman Markey?
Well, we had to make the decision between Stevie Lynch and Eddie Markey. We had a choice between a friend and a brother. And although Stevie Lynch is a card-carrying labor leader and done a great job for us as firefighters, Eddie Markey has a 97% labor record. He's done a tremendous job for the last 37 years in Congress, and it was easy for us to be with him. So I'm very confident that the firefighters are going to come out for Ed Markey.
The building trades have also rallied behind Markey, and that's enough for Bill Daugherty at Little League practice at the ball fields at Savin Hill.
I'm with Markey all the way. I was with Steve Lynch in the first part of it, the primary, and we're throwing all our support behind Markey in the final. I'm with labor. I'm a union construction person. We just feel, as a whole construction trade, that we're going to stick with the guy that we know is going to listen to us and be on our side for jobs and to help out the working class, and just don't feel that Gomez is there at all.
But Scott Brown's victory in 2010 showed that union workers don't always follow union leaders. Markey finds this out as he greets pipe fitters on their lunch break in the Longwood Medical area.
How are you, sir? Okay, we need some welfare reform, brother. Tired of the free rides, man.
The worker, who would not give his name, says he supported Lynch in the primary. As for the general election?
Undecided at this time.
Stephen Lynch's neighborhood, South Boston, has voted for the winner in the past two Senate elections. Southie went for Scott Brown in 2010 and for Elizabeth Warren last year. Gomez works the breakfast crowd at Southie's Mall's Diner and leaves Bernie Auch impressed. Auch was a Lynch supporter.
Oh, I'm an iron worker. He's an iron worker. He's blue collar. He's for the poor people, you know what I mean? He's for hard working people. He votes with his conscience, you know? He votes with a heart, you know? So, I like this guy, too. He's a down to earth guy, you know? He's not uptight, and, you know what I mean? He's not a right wing nut.
Do you think you consider voting for
him? Yes. He's more like Lynch.
Yeah, how do you see Markey?
I like Markey. He's okay, but compared to Lynch, you go from blue collar to kind of white collar, you know?
Braintree gave Lynch his biggest margin of victory in the Democratic primary. He took 81% of the vote. Gomez campaigned at the Olympian Diner, and so did Markey.
How critical is it for you to reach out to conservative Democrats and union Democrats, people who, like here in Braintree, who voted overwhelmingly for Stephen Lynch in the primary?
Well, I'm going to be running for every vote, and I'm going to be delivering a message of optimism for our future in Massachusetts and our country.
At one of the booths, Markey ran into Bob Power.
I'll say hello to you, but I didn't vote for you.
Power voted for Lynch, in part because he disagrees with Markey's strong environmental record.
It shut down the nuclear plant, and I think that's foolish. He's so anti-nuclear. And I thought the line that Lynch gave was, at the debate, you're for the fish and I'm for the fishermen.
So you're the kind of voter that Ed Markey needs to win over. Is that possible?
Or? No, impossible.
would you see yourself voting for Gomez?
Yes, yeah.
And Lynch voters are even beginning to appear at Gomez events. Susan Reutemann showed up when Gomez was campaigning in Quincy.
I like the fact that he's a veteran. I like the fact that he likes term limits. And I think it's time for change.
Back at Little League practice in Savin Hill, Markey can count on some Democrats, like Martin O'Donnell, to vote for him out of party loyalty.
I'm a lifelong Democrat, so I have to lean towards Markey.
But party loyalty is not enough for even some Democratic officials. During the primary, I met a city councilor who endorsed Stephen Lynch. This week, I was sitting near the city councilor when I heard him refuse to endorse Markey. He didn't want his name used because he doesn't want to alienate his own party. But he told me he could not support Markey, in part because he doesn't want his next senator to spend the next 6 years in Washington. He told me he had a perception that Markey spends all his time out of state, except during campaigns. He said he was thinking about voting for Gomez. The Gomez campaign says it's working aggressively to secure centrist Democrats and says it's received private assurances of support from around 20 Democratic elected officials around the state. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.